The Warriors and Rockets starting 2019 with a tough-fought Thursday night battle at Oracle Arena, where the Warriors built a lead that at one point reached 20 points, as Stephen Curry had a team-high 35 points on the night, while Klay Thompson delivered 26 points to the effort. Kevin Durant also with 26 points on the evening to go with 7 rebounds, while Draymond Green added 11 rebounds and 9 points with tons of defensive intensity. And in the start, Kevon Looney with 12 points and 7 boards. Yet Houston rallied to send the game to overtime, where James Harden hit a game-winning 3 in a triple-double effort that pushed the Rockets to the win. 135-134, the final in OT.
James Harden, with two Warriors draped on him, finds a way to get this to go down.
Yeah, he just did what he does. He's the master of the isolation and the step back three and drawing fouls. And I thought we did a really good job of keeping him off the line for the most part. I was not happy with that last call. I thought Draymond was vertical, and I thought James pushed him with the off arm. But give him credit, he made the two free throws, and he made an impossible shot at the end, and just an incredible performance. So give him all the credit he deserves.
Steve, what do you make of the late game execution, especially in that fourth quarter? Last few minutes, couple of early shot clock shots that were taken. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I thought we had control of the game. I think it was a 6-point lead with the ball, and would have liked to have seen us get better shots. But I'll watch the tape and we'll see what we saw.
Is that just players kind of deciding to iso? Seemed like a lot of isolation.
Say that again.
Is it just kind of the players deciding to isolate on some of the shots you're talking about? The isolations in the fourth.
I'm not exactly sure which possessions you're talking about.
Kind of like low post isos, Clay before the timeout.
It's just basketball. See, it's the NBA. I mean, it's like, you know, this is when you face a good defense and they, you know, get through the first couple of options, then you got to make shots and you got to play one on one, and that's just the way it is. It'd be nice if we could, you know, go picket fence for Jimmy Chitwood every play, but sometimes it just comes down to a guy making a shot, and that's what James did at the end, and that's why they won.
You guys were up by as many as 20 in the game, and they kind of got back into it in the third quarter. What kind of happened in your eyes in the third quarter?
I think that, you know, they came out swinging. They scored, I think, 18 points in the first 4 minutes. Our defense was really poor. And then our offensive execution was really lacking. Quick shots. I don't know if Kevin Durant touched the ball there in the third quarter for about 5-6 minutes. And, you know, that can't happen. We've got to do a better job of getting him the ball and making sure we're executing. I thought we were just coming down and taking a lot of quick shots. And because we weren't in a good rhythm, we were missing. And then we were vulnerable with our transition defense off those missed shots.
Steve, speaking of that third quarter letdown, a big part of it was Kevon being on the bench picking up his fourth foul. Can you comment on what you saw from him tonight and maybe what you were missing when he was not on the floor?
Kevon's one of our key guys. He's he's been having a really good year. So it was in the midst of a great game, and he got two quick ones in the third quarter. I'll have to watch the tape. I wasn't thrilled with the second one, but I may be wrong. Maybe it was a good call. But he was slipping to the basket and collided with somebody, and they called it an illegal screen. But to me, it wasn't a screen. He was just running towards the basket, and it's an inadvertent collision. It's not an illegal screen, but maybe the film will say otherwise.
Obviously, you trotted off the Hamptons 5, close it in the fourth quarter. What was the thought process of not putting Kevon out there, being that his defense kind of amped up before that?
We just went with a group that has been there for a long time and helped us win championships. Seems like a good choice. Thanks.
Next up, the Warriors head to Sacramento to take on the Kings on Saturday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.